Podcast at hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at citr.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are floating around the building. They'll be here with Femme Concept. And don't forget, oh, and congratulations to Nardwar for being released from hospital. He's been home for a whole week now. I hope he's on the rapid road to recovery, and he'll be back on the air with us soon. But his friends are filling in for him. So Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents will be heard at 3:30 this afternoon. Now, Dave Radio returns next year. We're locked out of the building for the next 2 weeks. But there's some special holiday programming going on, including the top 100 albums of the year on New Year's Day. So don't forget to listen to that. And we'll be back in this chair on January 8th at this same time. Bye-bye, and have a cool Yule.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
One, two, three, four.
The 30th annual Blues for Christmas concert, bringing together the best of Vancouver's blues community, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Commodore Ballroom. This year's lineup features Jim Burns, David Gogo, Johnny Ferreira and the Swing Machine, Steve Kozak's West Coast All-Stars, the Bobcats, Brainchild, and more. Show proceeds go to the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund, providing funding for musicians in need and those pursuing future music studies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
It's a full tank in the getaway. So before I break your heart, you should get the engine started. It's nothing like a nice drive in the summertime. Sunshine with the roof going to help you move on. So get a move on, get your mood right, maybe start a new life.
And you're wondering what's doing. Nothing.
to do, because it's just another season.
Are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor, one of the hosts of Femme Concept, which coincidentally is the program that you are tuned into right now. Every Friday from 1 to 2 for the last year and a few months, we've been bringing you the sweetest FemCon tracks every week. We started today off with the track Something's Missing by The Internet, because it is off of their album Ego Death, which came out in June of this year, I believe. And on today's show, as it is the last show that we will be doing for the year of 2015, don't know what other year it would be, I'm going to play all of some of our favorite jams from this entire year. And there's a lot, so hold on tight because it's going to be a good one. Erica, the other co-host of Femme Concept, is not here today, but the internet is one of her favorite artists as well as mine. We played a lot of their stuff this year, so thought it would be nice to start off with that groovy track. I really love the way that it switches kind of halfway through to a totally different vibe. It's kind of nice. Nice when it feels like there's multiple songs combined into one. And when they're both equally as groovy. The Internet is a group that consists primarily of Sid the Kid and I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the other guy's name. But they're also affiliated with Odd Future, but in a lot of ways have kind of superseded or exceeded the fame and the musical capabilities, I think, of Odd Future. I believe that they were actually nominated for a Grammy this past month or so, whenever those came out, so that's really exciting for them. And yeah, Sid the Kid, just an incredible producer. Apparently Ego Death was produced and recorded in like 3 weeks in Sid the Kid's basement, which is really, really sick. All right, okay. I wish I could talk forever about all of this stuff, but I'm not going to get to play like half of the music that I want to if I keep doing that. So we're going to keep going. I'm going to hear now from the band US Girls. Their album Half Free came out earlier this year as well, and it is just stunning. I saw them play opening for Peaches back in October, and the singer Meg, or it's her project, Meg Remy, I think that's how you say her name. She just absolutely commands the stage, and this album, Half Free, feels a little darker than some of her previous stuff, and I really like it. So we're going to listen to the track Window Shades here on Femme Concept. Enjoy.
Thank you.
was the track No Car by Faith Healer off of her fantastic album Cosmic Troubles, which came out in March of this year, all the way back in March. Wow, hard to imagine that far back at this point, but here we go. So that album was released on Mint Records, one of the best labels in Vancouver, and Faith Healer is the project of Jessica Jailbert from Edmonton. So she is Canadian artist, and for this album it was kind of her first project that she put out under this different name, and her and another Edmonton artist, well now he lives in Montreal, but Rennie Wilson collaborated on that album with her, and they produced it in Edmonton, and the result is Cosmic Troubles, which is really just such a fantastic record from start to end. So that's one of my favorite tracks, but it was hard to pick one, I must say. We had Jessica and Renee on the show a few weeks ago. They played live on air, and it was definitely one of the highlights of the year. Jessica is a very, very nice person, and it was really cool to get to see her play kind of stripped down version of her songs and then also come and chat to us about a bunch of different stuff. Before we heard from Faith Healer, we heard from a Seattle band, La Luz, their track I Don't Want to Be Anywhere from their album Weirdo Shrine. And that is an album that was put out on Hardly Art, and that came out in August of this year. Again, I keep saying this, but of course, I'm obviously playing everything on the show today that I thought was really great. So Weirdo Shrine, really fantastic effort from La Luz. It's a real continuation of their last album, which came out a few years ago, with the like surf rocky sounds and lots of harmonies and things like that. But again, this one takes a bit more of a somber turn, in my opinion. It's a little darker, and a lot of that might be attributed to the inspiration that they drew, that they took from Charles Burns' graphic novel called Black Hole, which is based in the 1970s in Seattle. So again, really, really fantastic album. You should check out the rest of those tracks. Unfortunately, La Luz have not been to Vancouver yet this year, I don't think. They were here for Levitation, but I was at Music Waste, so there you go. But I'm hoping they'll come back sometime soon, because I really want to see them play some of these tracks live. And before we heard from La Luz, we heard from US Girls with the track Window Shades off of the album Half Free, which also came out in 2015. So many good things. Oh my goodness. Okay. We're going to continue along here with some more music. Big surprise, I know. Next up, we're going to hear a track from one of my favorite bands, Beach House. They released two full-length albums within a month of each other this year, so it was really exciting for somebody who is such a fan of theirs. The first one, Depression Cherry, came out back in August, and then they released Thank Your Lucky Stars in September, both out on Sub Pop, both fantastic. I'm going to play a track from Thank Your Lucky Stars, and this song is called All Your Yas.
Hush, don't you cry. When I ask
fuck out when I'm left to my devices. Thank whatever God I'm surrounded by all these devices. Someone I don't know asked me, what exactly are my vices? I replied in song that this is what my vices. Precisely what advice can I receive from my friends and enemies? Put a thoughtless thought at ease. Please be in agreement that we don't have no meaning. We're turning, we are yearning for a sense of meaning, but there is no meaning. There is no meaning.
Take that.
That was the track Baby Blue by Morning Coo off of her album Baby Blue, which came out back in August of 2015. You are listening to Femme Concept now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, one of the hosts of Femme Concept, and today we are playing all of the best FemCon tracks. Some of the best, not all of the best FemCon tracks. I couldn't possibly fit all of them into 1 hour, but I have chosen some of my favorites from this past year, and that's what we're listening to. For those of you who are unfamiliar, FemCon is a category that is used here at CITR to indicate that a piece of music has people who identify as female involved in the process of creating that piece of music. So there are four categories that make something FemCon, and those are: music is composed, lyrics are written, track is produced, or it is performed. So if you have two of those four categories being fulfilled by somebody who self-identifies as a female, then you have yourself a FemCon track. And Erica and I play 100% FemCon here on FemConcept because we believe it's really important to continue to hold up women in the music industry and in general, but there is still a real lack of balance between women and men in the art world, and especially in music. So this is our way to try our best to combat that. So I played Baby Blue by Morning Coo. She is a local artist, and she put her album out, like I said, earlier this year. It's fantastic. It was released after a 5-year kind of process of working on it. So that really kind of is clear in a lot of the little intricacies that are going on within the album. And Morning Coo is the project of Chandra Melting Tallow, who I've interviewed a few different times, and she's just a really great person, and I think Vancouver is lucky to have such a talented artist residing here currently. Before we listened to Morning Coo, we heard the track Meaning by Francesca Belcourt, another female that is based currently in Vancouver, and that was off of her EP Zongs, which came out on Gennaro earlier this year as well. And yeah, again, another fantastic human being. Gennaro, which is the label that put out Zongs, is an all-female electronic label run by Soledad Munoz, and her and Francesca were actually both on Femme Concept earlier this year, and we had lots of great chats about with Soledad about the importance of making women-only spaces in the music world. And Francesca's album Zongs is a really great example of what can happen when you do make space for women and kind of hold them up. And yeah, so that entire album was produced by her, and I really like that track. Some of the other ones are really, really good as well. So she actually played in Shindig last week, Francesca, but unfortunately, or 2 weeks ago, but unfortunately she did not win. So we will not be seeing her again in the semifinals, but I'm sure she'll be playing hopefully some more shows in the new year. And before we heard from Francesca, we heard Beach House with the track All Your Yas off of their album Thank Your Lucky Stars. Okay, we have about 20 minutes left, and I got a lot of music to fit in, so here's to hoping that I can get it all in there. We're going to continue on this little local train that I'm on right now, and we're going to hear from the band Other Jesus, who put out the album Everything is Problematic this year. And they've been a band for about a year now, I think, and they had kind of a EP, and they would play lots of that live and then play some newer songs live. And then when Everything is Problematic came out, some of those songs that they've been playing were put into album form, which you might be thinking, yes, Eleanor, that's what happens with bands that release music. But the reason I'm saying that is because my favorite song was one of those songs that wasn't on an album until Everything is Problematic came out. And that song is called Motorcycle Man. And I like it for a lot of reasons, but mostly just because of the straightforward lyrics that just really get the message across. So this is Motorcycle Man by Other Jesus here on Femme Concept. Enjoy. Motorcycle man, I don't need no fuel. If your brother jacks
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca. Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program, FNIS 401M, Politics, Protocol, and Place in Indigenous Performing Arts, is a three-credit course being taught by Tsimshian scholar Michael D'Angeli in Term 2.
This course will engage with a wide array of Indigenous performing arts presented in unceded Coast Salish territories to explore the artistic response to settler colonialism. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
All right, we've reached the end, my friends. We just heard from Supermoon with the track Grounded off of their album Supermoon that came out earlier this year. And before that, it was Andrew by The Oz off of their album Names. Before that, it was Werewolfing by TV Ugly. And at the top of the set, it was Motorcycle Man by Other Jesus. All four of those bands are from Vancouver. All four of them put out really, really stellar albums releases this year. And I thought they went really well together, so I just crammed them all up in there. Special, definitely my favorite from all those, probably the Oz album. Really wanted to play the track Alexandra, another really great one on there, as well as John, but alas, you know, only so much time to play you all of the best songs from 2015. So we have 5 minutes left, but please, please, please do not go anywhere, because Radio Zero is up next, and they will have a great show as always, followed by Nardwar's show at 3:30, and then at 5 p.m. I actually don't know what, because the news is on hiatus for the next few weeks, so, you know, we'll see. All right, so my last track that I'm going to play for y'all on Femme Concept today, and the last track of 2015, I'm going to play a track by Chastity Belt off of their album Time to Go Home, which came out all the way back at the beginning of the year, like March maybe, I'm not really sure, but probably one of my favorite releases from this year. Just chocked full of really great songs about being slutty and about partying with tech bros in Seattle. So I got to hang out with Chastity Belt in their tour van earlier this year, and they were really great human beings, and they had some great advice for people trying to make music, which is basically that you don't have to be good at your instruments, you just have to have good taste. So that's generally good advice. Okay, this is the song Joke. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you for the last hour, and we will see you in the new year. Have a good weekend and holiday season.